We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've had him on before. He is a friend of the show. We had him on at Butler. We've had him on now with Ohio State. And that is Chris Holtmann, head coach of the Buckeyes. Coach, welcome back. Tiki and Tierney, how you been?
Great to be with you guys. How long do you have to be on, or how many number of times to be considered a friend of the show, I wonder?
Well, that's a great question, Chris, and I'm happy you asked that. It really depends on how you treat us the first time. Listen, we could do one and done on the show. You could come on the show once, graduate to a friend of the show, but you have to be cool. And you struck the great balance. You were cool, and now you're a friend of the show.
Okay, great. Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Coach, it's also about the mojo, because we have this thing, the Tiki and Tierney mojo. So if you come on and then something successful happens afterwards, then you're automatically a friend. And I think that happens for you guys.
Nice.
So, there's so much to get to. There's so much to hit. You know, the one thing, and I don't even – not that it's an unfair question, but I think your perspective will be very interesting. You're starting to see a trend now. And listen, I don't blame you. I mean, if Ohio State calls, as great of a job as Butler is, and I love Hinkle, I've been out there, I get it. And we talked about that last time you were on. I know it was a tough decision for you, but you made the right call. But one thing that we're starting to see now is that as great as the Big East is, Villanova's a blue blood. They're back here, chance to get another championship, obviously. They're in the Final Four. We know about all the teams that go inside the top 25 every year. The Big East is legit. But what's happening, Chris, is that other major conferences are now kind of reaching into the Big East and ransacking the coaching a lot. And from the Big East point of view, and I know you still care about it, that's got to be a little bit of a disturbing trend. What do you think about that?
I think, first of all, it has to be the right situation for each guy. And I think Chris Mack had, a lot of opportunities in the past few years. I think Louisville struck a chord in terms of what he and his family, when I talked to him in the last couple of years. In fact, he and I talked about, when I was considering the Ohio State job. And, I knew at that time that was, Louisville was a job that just – for whatever reason, had some appeal and some interest to him. I think it's each situation's unique. Probably because there have been a couple that have happened in the Big East. People are taking note of that. But I do think, in the past, you see other high major conference guys go to other high major leagues. But you have seen a few in the past couple years, obviously. You saw one with Buzz Williams going from Marquette to Virginia Tech as well.
Yep.
It's a fantastic league with great coaches, and I think everybody in that league, guys, feels like in the Big East feels like they're in a job where they can get to a Final Four and win a national championship. But each guy has his own reasons for going a different route.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, good perspective.
It makes a lot of sense. And when you head to the Big Ten, and it's such a powerful conference, and you get a team like Penn State, who I think is in the NIT final, aren't they? I think they're in the NIT final, and they gave you headaches all season long. They don't even make the NCAA tournament, and you guys do. It just feels like the power conference gives you better opportunities to do what we're sitting here in San Antonio to do, which is win a national championship. You know, when you think about this season for you guys at Ohio State, you guys get to the NCAA tournament, you lose in the second round to Gonzaga. But you see a team like Michigan, who wasn't necessarily on the radar early on. They got hot when it mattered in your conference tournament, and obviously through to the Final Four now. What does that make you feel about your program and how you can, I guess, advance it and do that, do something like what Michigan has done or some of these other squads that have done so well, kind of coming out of nowhere in some people's minds?
The beauty of, I think, this Final Four, and we've seen it in the past, the beauty of this Final Four is you have, some different programs that are representing their leagues, and obviously you have four different leagues represented. You have Loyola, who is kind of, in a lot of ways, carrying the flag for a mid-major program, and we've seen that now happen a number of times where mid-major programs have advanced to the Final Four. And you have Villanova, a smaller private school, who, as you said, has kind of become a blue blood with the way the job that Jay has done. And then, you know, you have Michigan, who's, you know, can be a powerhouse in athletics, and obviously yep. Kansas is a true blue blood. So you have really different examples, and I think that gives a lot of people in college basketball hope that they can get to this destination that every coach and player hopes to get to. You know, I think for us, we've got some work to do to get to that point. We had a fantastic year. We had a finish second in the Big Ten, and we're 15-3. And as you mentioned, lost twice to Penn State. My biggest thing when we got to the NCAA tournament and the brackets came out, I just was hoping that we wouldn't find Penn State near us in any sort of bracket. They ended up beating us three times. But I think it gives everybody hope that, hey, you know, if you peak at the right time, as Michigan is doing, you know, you got a chance to get to this spot.
No doubt. We're talking to Chris Holtmann with us here, head coach Ohio State, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. We're live in San Antonio, obviously, here for the Final Four. You know, Chris, one of the things, and when you actually, like, strip away the great basketball that we've been treated to this year, all the great stories, whether it's UMBC, whether it's Loyola, I mean, it's just been a smattering of amazing stories here. It's really made it a great season. The dark cloud over the season has been the FBI probe, the discussion of one-and-dones. But I got to tell you, I bring this up with coaches a lot, and nobody's told me I'm wrong yet. I think the one thing that is really beginning to compromise the sport far more than the one-and-done is the transfer market. It's become almost like free agency, Chris, and that is not good for college.
Yeah, it's so different, isn't it, guys, from maybe when back when we used to watch college basketball growing up, because you had guys that were there for a number of years. You had great kind of brand recognition with both players and their universities and their schools.
Yes.
And you can think of all the teams we followed growing up, and you remember watching these guys for two and three, in some cases 4 years, and they were staples of the program. I just don't know that we're ever going to get back to that. And
no, we're not. Yeah. We're not. We're not, Chris. We know we're not.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, I think, in a lot of ways. I think I've come to grips as a coach now, guys, that transfer has become a part of our game. It's certainly a part of our culture. And you accept as a coach that in most years you're going to have one, two, or in some cases three. I've been fortunate that the last few years I've been a head coach, we haven't had any. In some cases, none. Most cases, very few. We do try to, on the front end, guys, determine, hey, is this a guy that is going to be a potential flight risk because he has unrealistic expectations? He's not going to be able to – the whole idea of delayed gratification. He struggles with handling difficult things. We do try to ask ourselves some of those questions to determine, because those are usually what you see in a lot of cases. Sometimes it's just playing time, but in a lot of cases it's guys struggling with those things.
Yeah, can you pick that up in a recruiting visit? You know what I mean? Or when you sit down and have a conversation with a kid, like how do you do that? You got to become somewhat of a psychologist in addition to being a coach and a mentor and everything else that a head coach entails.
I think some of it comes up. You know, how does a kid handle if he's on a really talented AAU team? How does he handle being on that AAU team and not playing maybe as much as he'd like or playing a role he'd like if he's on a really talented AAU team or high school team? Is there a guy that's transferred, you know, three or four times in high school or two or three times? Is there a guy that's now playing on his fifth AAU team? So I think there are things that in conversations maybe give you a little bit of cause for alarm in that situation. Yeah. It's not to say you completely eliminate him, but it is something you're going to do your due diligence on.
Chris, always appreciate some time, man. Really enjoying getting to know you, I should say. We appreciate how you carve out some time for us, and to reiterate, a friend of the show, Chris Holtman. Now, if you change your attitude, you're no longer a friend of the show. But right now, you're on the good side, brother.
I like that, fellas. Hey, enjoy San Antonio, and we'll talk soon.
Most certainly. There he is. Thank you, Chris. Chris Holtman, head coach of Ohio State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.